Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I was going to sing you a song, but yeah, I'll wait. I am telling you, it's good. It's all good. And I am getting it, as I like to say, about losing my mind. No, I'm getting it about... a lot of stuff. Firstly, can I ask a question for Mary, Michael?
Yes.
Mary, she wasn't going to ask this, but then she thought, all right, whatever. Is my perception of the situation correct, or am I off the track?
Yes.
I already told her it was, but I said Elias is going to say yes, because I think you're right. All right, well, that's not... I thought I'd just have my session now.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm not drinking, which is interesting, because I don't think... I felt all these times I'm saying, are you sure I can have a drink? Are you sure I can have a drink? Long story short, my motivation to lose body fat is stronger than my motivation to drink. So I've stopped drinking one drink in 2 weeks, and I feel a lot better, and I'm able to eat more fat and do this 25% carbs, very smaller percent protein, and 75% fat. And I've just lost 8 pounds. It's easy. It took me about 3 days to break the habit. Like you say, it did literally took me 3 days. And the drinking thing was really nothing. I just stopped drinking. But I also started to relax about the eating, and that took 3 days. And then I went on and found this great site to log my what I eat all day, which I love. And... it just feels right, Elias. And I am eating more fat than 4 tablespoons, but because I'm not drinking, I think the chemistry is fine.
Very well.
Don't you think that I'm on the right... I mean, scan me. But I'm monitoring the fat. I don't eat over 112 grams of fat, sometimes a little less. I've got all these macronutrients, like a 1,450 at the most calories, 112 grams of fat, under 25 grams of carbohydrates, or up to, and between 60 and 80 grams of protein, and I rarely go to 80. Sometimes when I've worked too hard at the office or gone to the barn, I need a little bit more, but I'm paying attention to that, and it's so interesting to me how my body tells me what it wants.
Excellent.
Thank you. I'm on the right track.
Yes.
I know. Get down. White individual. Yeah.
Offer one expression about alcohol.
Yes.
For this is a subject that many individuals present.
Right.
For it is also in mass. A socially acceptable expression,
right,
to consume alcohol. And in this, for the most part, with most individuals, I am more inclined to respond to them in manners that move in the direction of their preference, mm-hmm, in relation to consuming that substance. Is that to say that I am unaware that it may not be to their greatest benefit? No, I am aware. But there is another factor that individuals consume this substance for varying reasons. And in that, unless the individual is consuming it to a point in which they actually are generating physical damage to themselves, if they ask if it is detrimental, unless they are already expressing energy in a direction of believing that it is detrimental to them and wanting to discontinue that practice, I would be more inclined not to express that it is detrimental to the individual. When individuals are engaging substances such as alcohol, especially individuals that may be engaging that in what you would term to be a regular basis, therefore perhaps daily, the individual is not open to listening to the response to that question other than that it is not detrimental. But realistically, the choice for it to be detrimental is their own.
Right.
And therefore, in itself, it is not detrimental. Therefore, the individual, dependent upon their situation or their circumstance, including yourself, that is not the root of the reason that individuals consistently consume this substance. Therefore, in actuality, whether they consume it or not is not the issue, and is not what is or is not detrimental. Therefore, the individual could continue to consume that substance consistently, but address to other situations, and it would not be detrimental to them. Therefore, I'm merely clarifying. I'm not expressing to any individual what they want to hear.
Right.
I am recognizing that the consumption of the substance itself in any situation is not the issue.
Right.
It is a symptom.
Right. Yes.
Therefore, it literally is merely a choice. And if individuals enjoy consuming this substance, and if it does generate, or if they themselves in relation to it generate an affectingness that they like,
whatever,
then it matters not, for it in itself is not detrimental to them. Right.
Well, I'll just give you a little quick. I feel like I naturally have always had something of a balance there, except in extreme fearful situations where weeks can go by and even a year or two can go by, like it has in the last 2 years, where drinking once a month with friends or twice a month with friends turned into every night was because I was moving out of the last 2 years of my life. And I feel like the great excuse I gave myself was my desire to get my body back in shape was stronger than my desire to drink. And it all sort of dovetailed together. I don't need to drink to assuage that feeling of I'm bored, I hate my job, I hate my life, I don't know what to do with all these pieces we've talked about. I don't need that. I don't mind going out with somebody and having a glass of wine or a shot of tequila once in a while. I think that's just my normal MO. But I abused, well, I don't like to use the word abuse, I used it to escape. And I also went to bed so early, and the night was a loss for me. After I had dinner and a drink, or drink and dinner, I was immobile. Now I like go to bed at 8 o'clock or 9 instead of 6, and I get more done, and I feel better. And that's just me. I'm not making a judgment, even to myself, because it was hard for me to keep asking you, knowing underneath that you were just doing what you just said. I felt you doing that, but I just wasn't ready to, I just let myself believe you until I was ready to make my own choice. Does that make sense?
Yes, but it is correct that when you ask that question, when anyone asks that question,
right,
is
it okay to have a drink?
Alcohol detrimental to me, or is it acceptable for me to be consuming alcohol, or can I drink right this amount? Literally, the answer to all of those questions, other than the detriment, are yes, that it is acceptable, right, that it is an enjoyable activity to a degree, and no, that it is not necessarily detrimental, for in itself, it is not.
Right.
Therefore, what I am expressing to you is the example that when you ask those types
right
of questions, that is not the actual valid question.
And I knew that.
The valid question is not about the consumption
right
of the alcohol. And when an individual is ready to evaluate and to address to that, the question will not be about the alcohol
right
at all.
Right.
For that is merely a symptom. That is not the issue.
Right.
Or not the difficulty.
Right. So I'm right. So I...
Yes.
It was like another step closing the door.
And this is an excellent example for... This genuinely does occur. The unfortunate aspect is that most individuals that are engaging or consuming some type of substance in these types of situations, they cannot see or even imagine what they will experience if they stop engaging.
Yeah.
They do not see the freedom, for they do not see how they are limiting themselves while they are doing it. In this, the reason this is an excellent example is that not only are you expressing that there was some other subject that is a greater motivation to you, or more important
mm-hmm
to you, that you recognized, but also that you recognize and are aware that you have more time, you have more energy, you are engaging more, and you are recognizing how limiting that action was when you were doing it. Not that you knew that when you were doing it, for you were not aware of that. And this is the factor that holds so many individuals in that position for so long. For they do not see what you see now.
Right.
That in terms of a day, your day is not ended at 6 o'clock.
Right. No, it's great.
That you continue to incorporate time and energy to engage actions that you want to engage.
And in those actions every night, get this, a half hour on the elliptical max machine. Before I go to bed, I like to stop eating at around 5:30. I go to bed at around 7:30 or 8, and within that I do a half hour every night on the elliptical machine. I can't believe it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm a new person, I'm telling you. Okay, so we're good on the menu. I think that's good. It's fascinating, the chemistry and how my body's responding to it.
And this is another excellent point, is that you are paying attention to your body.
I am.
And this is an interesting point for, you and I have discussed this subject many, 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 many times. And for an ongoing time framework. And you have, in moments and in brief time frameworks, genuinely listened to your body. But for the most part, what you were doing or what you have done is observe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is different.
Different.
You observe it from almost an outside perspective. Looking at your body, what the appearance of it is, how it functions, what the energy level seems to be, in a manner of speaking, but almost from an outside perspective, in observing what your body does, or if it reacts to a particular food source, or a particular combination, or different volumes.
Yeah.
Now, the key aspect is that you expressed when you were speaking of the protein.
Right.
You are actually listening. You feel it.
Right.
And you are not merely feeling it, but you're paying attention to that feeling and discerning what it means.
Yes, and not being afraid if it's a little too much. I'm not being so black and white about, I'm giving myself a range. Because I'm relying on what I'm feeling about it.
Excellent.
Fascinating. It's really exciting to me.
I would be very congratulating of you.
Oh, thank you.
That is a tremendous step.
Thank you. Okay, on to a couple of other really chewy stream last night. Okay. My evaluation of that dream was, first of all, it was really cool. And it was a surprise. It's been a while for me. And oh, this is going to sound kooky, but we were closer than we've ever been in that dream. he was much more open to me as a part of his life, and I was very aware of our closeness in a new way. I met his ex-wife, we were connected. It was, I loved the feeling of it. I know it's me that I was loving, and the feeling of familiarity.
Yes, but also, I would express that it was an experience of feeling and experiencing an interconnectedness.
Okay. That was what I was going to ask you. Boy, that's what I want.
Which is different from thinking about it.
Exactly.
It is very different to think about interconnectedness and intellectualize it and generate an intellectual understanding of what that means.
Right.
It is very different to experience it.
I really did.
And feel that connectedness.
So hard to wake up. I feel that way with you. It's so hard to leave. But this dream, I felt like, I'm just going to ask this. It's true, I was more open.
Yes.
And I allowed more of that interconnected with that essence.
Yes.
So on some level, that essence and I, well, we observe each other in this, whatever. That was a real, with his personality vibe, essence. I felt that was very recognizable, him.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. So, is that too much to hope for in a partner? Probably it is. Okay, never mind.
No.
I just thought, wow, I don't want to romanticize that.
Why?
I don't want to be stupid.
And make and therefore, romanticizing is stupid.
Well, I could sing to him, but you understand what I'm saying. Boy, I don't want to settle for anything less than that, to be honest with you.
I'm understanding, and what I would express to you is
makes
in
me
like
cry.
Manner to some other individuals that I interact with, a few. Not many. You are very much a romantic.
Right.
That is a natural flow for you. It is a natural expression.
I want to be able to.
Why would you deny that?
I'm not talking about. I guess I'm talking about reciprocal. I want to feel the other person like I felt Shuise.
I'm understanding.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Because Match.com is not taking me there. I notice. I got... Oh, wait. Quickly. Oh, good. So let me segue into Match.com. Although I do have a date maybe this week or next with maybe something. He lives in town. I'll get to him in a minute. It's the very beginning. He could be something, but at this point, I mean, how many frogs do I need to... They all fish and want to go to Florida. It's a daunting experience. I met one guy that is a photographer for the National Geographic, a really cool guy that lives in Woodstock, New York. He read my profile and said, "What a shame. I'm looking for a life partner to live with." I went, "I'm just not your girl. But visit." I don't want to be amoral, but... I won't go into why I just said that, but... That's my MO, to be a little amoral. But what I'm trying to say is, could you read my profile right now? I think it's a great profile, and it's really truthful. But do I need to, like, I don't want to lie on my profile. I just want to say how I feel. I want to meet somebody. I want to be a haven. I want us to be a haven for each other. I just don't want to live with you. And I don't want you to live with me. But I want our time together to be really important and special.
What I would express to you is that perhaps you could include
yeah.
that some expression to the effect of, or in the direction of, that not residing in the same home is not necessarily not being intimately involved. And that you can generate an intimate, ongoing, lasting relationship with an individual and not necessarily reside in the same house.
Thank you. Good.
For, in actuality, that is what you want.
That's what I want. Me and Katherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy.
That you want that type of relationship, a partnership with another individual that is ongoing, that is intimate, that is romantic. You merely do not want to reside in the same house with them. You can't do that.
And I'm gonna.
The house is not necessarily a requirement.
Right. The house, living together, is not necessarily a requirement.
Precisely, yes.
This next guy has, of course he has my dream house. Why do I keep drawing guys that have my dream house? It's weird. Anyway.
Perhaps that you can eventually generate an intimate relationship with another individual, and in doing so, you do not necessarily reside in the other individual's home, nor do they reside in your home, but
you visit.
You share each other's homes.
Ooh. Great. I love that. Ooh, thank you. Because I'm really too old to fuck around and go from lots of relationships. You know, I don't got that many good... Oh, I do. Whatever. Shut up. I don't want to comment.
Precisely.
I think the
I would definitely not accept that statement that you were about to generate.
I know. Good. All right, then I just won't generate it then. That'll be good. All right. I just feel like, I guess because of the forever. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, the outcome piece. You told me to do my homework since my last session. I had a couple of tarot readings by dearest Jean-Francois, which, of course, I went into subjective Linda negative, although they were really dead spot on about my situation. And I decided the reason I took them as being fearful or negative is because I was projecting outcomes about relationships, about money, and I forget the other one, but the reason I'm starting to catch myself projecting for outcomes, and that's what makes it feel shitty. And I'm stopping myself and distracting myself, and boy, and staying in the day. Staying in the day has a whole new meaning. It's like it's more important to me to stay in the day than automatically go into projecting. And it seems a little scary, like that Social Security scare I got. It was totally unfounded, and Twink told me that, but I stayed in the day, and it was unfounded. Anyway, so, on to no outcomes.
Excellent. That is excellent.
It's very interesting.
And that will very much aid you in being present.
Yeah, and escalate. It's moving. I'm moving fast now. I can feel the. I feel myself shifting. Oh, I hate to use that cliche, but that's what it is. The girls are going to put the varnish on the last room next weekend. I'm getting closer to the day.
Excellent.
Yeah, it just feels damn good in here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It has been a journey, has it not?
Yeah, it has been. Quite a journey, and I'm really honored and empowered and loving myself.
But observe yourself now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big difference. And do you know what I do? Don't laugh. I talk to her every step when I remember how afraid I was. I was the one she was talking to in the future that reached back and said, hang in there. I remember that from Seth, and it always, isn't that right?
I would agree.
And there's a future me, too. It's probably really getting it regular and happy. She probably got over her old lady sex thing, too. Talk to me, honey. Anyway. All right. I'm just going to go now. I'd like to just pool with everybody that's lending Mary support right now.
Excellent.
Shall we all pool together?
Yes.
Because I don't want to, this is a tempest in a teapot, and we're just going to keep moving forward gently with Miss Mary. Thank you.
I would agree.
I know. Thank you. All right. Listen, have a nice day in heaven. Say hi to Shuise and everybody.
I express tremendous affection to you.
Thank you.
And wondrous lovingness that you dearly deserve.
Thank you. Amen, brother.
Until our next meeting.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And continuing one step forward, one step forward, yes. One step forward.
Yes, thank you. And not skipping steps.
Yes.
God forbid. All right.
To my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Amazing.